Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Barbara Rambisa is here. Barbara is founder and CEO and president of the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers, IAITAM. Say that three times real fast. She's become a great member of our brain trust, someone we've relied on to help us understand how to get the most out of our technology, how to protect it so it can protect us, how to make sure that our people, our organizations are using it the right way, and she's dedicated her career to that, and we're so happy she's part of our world. Barbara Rambisa, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. What an exciting time we're in.
We continue to live in interesting times, right, Barbara?
Oh, we do. We do.
So one of the things that that we're learning more than ever before is how dependent we are on our technology and how handy it is. I mean, I was pointing out last week, Barbara, that had something like this happened 30 years ago, we would be in big trouble because we wouldn't have the ability to. All we would have had would have been faxes and phone calls, right? Landline phone calls. 30 years ago, maybe a few cell phones, but the average person 30 years ago didn't have. Our cell phones were in our cars; they were bolted to our cars 30 years ago, and so think about the. I mean, between the video conferencing, the Zoom, Skype and all the different technologies and 29 different ways to talk to people by text or voice or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have great resources that should help us pull out of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've been talking a lot about how we're leaps and bounds ahead of where we used to be. If you remember our first show, I talked to you about how technology has swooped in and taken over everything,
mm-hmm.
every bit of our daily life. And, of course, with ITAM, we're all about managing that technology. And I think this opportunity that we have now is going to bring CEOs around to start looking at really how they manage that technology. Because mm-hmm. without the technology, you know, I continue to say they will not have a business. And there's so many opportunities out there for IT asset managers and companies and small companies right now. You know, I've seen companies save millions in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, that money can hit that bottom line right now and really, you know, add some life back into the
payroll,
blood of these businesses.
Make payroll when the revenue is hurt. So, and the other thing is I'm trying everything I can, Barbara, and I know you are too, to help businesses stay connected to their people. And if a CEO, if a business owner, if a manager can schedule a meeting once a day, maybe just online, just say, okay, guys, go to a meeting on Zoom, go to a meeting on whatever the platform you want to use. Let's meet up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's all get face to face. Let's talk about how things are going. You can ask questions, but because, and I would say this out loud to them, on the other side of this, my friends, and we are going to get on the other side of this, I want you to know how to get back to your job.
And on the other side of this, the other part of this, Jim, is how many opportunities have we discovered because of this?
Yeah.
You know, we have a whole new way to handle a workforce. We can gain different mm-hmm. talent. Mm-hmm. We can save money with the technology. But we have to be very careful. You know, with every reward, there is mm-hmm. a risk. So we got to make sure that we have the management pieces in place to handle a work-at-home environment, whether mm-hmm. it's for a month or years. But the opportunities that are opening up are just, you know, we can mitigate risk, we can save money, we can actually increase productivity with this work-at-home.
And the other thing that I've been pointing out for a long time now, almost 20 years, Barbara, is the way you buy your technology. Now, my company, we are able to work peer-to-peer. I don't have to have a network. We work on the online so much, in the cloud so much, we don't really need a network. So I'm able to use peer-to-peer capability. And so for 20 years, I've been buying laptops. And when we're at the office, we snap them into a docking station, and that drives a monitor and a keyboard. But if people need to stay home with a kid, sick with a kid, or whatever, the weekends or whatever, you know, they snap it out and they take it home with them. And I've been encouraging people to do that through hurricanes, through tornadoes, through floods, et cetera, et cetera. Brownouts. I've been telling people to do that for 20 years. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You just need to make sure that you have a solid management process for your mobility and the assets that you have, so that you're ensuring that they're properly licensed. You're ensuring that security, you've identified all the security risks and mitigate them, that VPNs are working. There's a remote wipe
right
on your data protection, that employees have been properly trained to handle data. Is there virus protection? The biggest issue with the work at home that I've seen over this period has been connectivity.
Right. And that's a really good point. And this is why I tell them, when you order the laptop, order it with a mobile modem in it. Buy them a mobile connection from Verizon or whoever you get it from, and they can connect through the mobile. And not only will that give almost everybody a good connection at home, it's safer than a Wi-Fi. The mobile connections are better than Wi-Fi, than going to Starbucks and using their Wi-Fi. What do you think, Barbara?
Mm-hmm. I think there's benefits to both. I think when the network is overtaxed, everything is going to suffer.
Yeah.
And that's something that you need to plan for. Either have alternative hours, stagger your workday. We're lucky because we're in 126 countries, so I can stagger at any time
right.
and still have work to do.
She doesn't sleep, folks. She's turned into an android. She doesn't sleep. She just works and serves all these people all over the world. I need the website, please, Barbara.
It's IAITAM.org.
.org.
We just gave away, Jim. Mm-hmm. Yes, ITAM.org.
You gave away what?
Last week we gave away over 1,000 CMAM certification courses.
Wow. Good for you.
Just to help small businesses. So
good for you.
If anybody's out there struggling, please have
them. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Dr. Barbara Rambisa after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.